Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. When I was at school, we studied World War One, and one of the facts that stuck in my mind was that on the 15th of September 1916, the British unveiled their secret weapon in that war, a tank. They used tanks for the first time in the Battle of the Somme, and the soldiers on the other side couldn't believe it because these huge, slow-moving metal cars with guns stuck on the top of them were actually firing like cannons at them and moving towards them. What a revolutionary idea. What a great thing to be able to introduce into war. But obviously, that was over 100 years ago. And since then, there's been the development of all sorts of other modern weaponry, including anti-tank missiles. And the last thing that I would want to do ever is to sit in a tank moving towards an opponent who has anti-tank missiles, because even in the fastest moving tanks, you're only going to get up to around 40 miles per hour. And that's if you've got a nice flat track to work with. I would bet in most situations, you're sitting in the mud, moving at 4 or 5 miles an hour. And that makes you a very nice target for somebody who's got a handheld anti-tank missile to be able to practice blowing you up. So I wouldn't really want to be sitting in there for any money in the world. And before the start of 2022, when Russia decided to invade Ukraine, I thought that tank warfare was finished. Who on earth would send two tanks into battle to have a fight against each other? That would only happen in a computer game these days. However, it now seems that tanks are the way forward. Everybody wants to send tanks to Ukraine. And over the last few days, it's been announced that the UK, the USA and Germany are now all releasing tanks to go into the battle. Now, as you know, this channel is focused on economics and finance. So I'm not here to talk about tanks, who's got the biggest turret, all of that sort of thing. But what I wanted to talk to you about is who's making these tanks, because I think that's a really interesting thing to have a look at. This graphic shows the four different tanks that are being put forward to be sent to Ukraine. The Challenger 2 is the British tank, the Leclerc is the French tank, the Leopard 2 is the German tank, and the M1 Abrams is the US tank. And what I really wanted to highlight here are the manufacturers, the companies that are making these tanks. Now, the French and the German tanks are both made by companies that are owned by the governments. So you can't invest into either of those companies, so they're off limits. But BAE Systems and General Dynamics are both listed on the stock exchange. Now, one thing that I would like to say at this point is that I'm not offering financial advice. I'm not telling you to invest into these companies. You've got to do your own research. Go away and have a look at these companies and decide whether or not you think that they are good investments from your perspective. So this isn't financial advice. What I wanted to do is really highlight the fact that we've got companies here that are making things that are being sent to Ukraine. And I don't know exactly what's going to happen to these tanks that are being sent over there, but I would bet that they probably won't come back. And if these tanks do get damaged in battle, then they may need to have replacement parts. And I know that the defense and aerospace industry make a lot of money from selling additional parts. Because when you spend $8 or $9 million buying a tank, if it gets damaged, you want to be able to repair that damage and send it back out. So it's likely that these companies will have large orders for replacement parts and equipment and spares on an ongoing basis. And also, this round of tanks that have now been authorized for release, and it's only a relatively small number, 31 in the USA and 14 from the UK and Germany, and France are still thinking about whether or not they're going to send any at the moment. So in actual revenue terms, these tanks represent a very small percentage of these companies' total turnover. But one of the things I thought was interesting to look at with regards to these companies is what's going on in their market. Because when you analyse any company, it's always good to know whether they're operating in a growth market or a falling market. And obviously, in terms of the defence industry and defence spending, we've got a lot of uncertainty and nervousness all across the world right now. So a lot of countries are looking to bolster their defence spending to make sure that they've got some equipment to hand in the event of the worst case happening. So from a market perspective, these companies may be interesting to have a look at. But as I said, this isn't financial advice. I'm not telling you to invest in these companies. But as a viewer of my channel, I thought you'd be interested to know that two of the companies that make these tanks are listed on the stock markets. So as I've said a couple of times already, this isn't financial advice. I'm not telling you to buy shares in these companies. I just wanted to bring it to your attention. And I thought it was interesting given the fact that tanks are all over the media right now. So thanks for taking the time to watch this video and for watching it all the way through to the end.